This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1684. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded August 28th, Afghanistan, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Anguilla, Antarctica, Brazil, Canada, Germany, Guam, India, Indonesia, Israel, Micronesia, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Rwanda, Serbia, Taiwan, Thailand, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. It looks like Afghanistan may be returning to shortwave, not the station I mentioned last week, but the official radio television Afghanistan. Via BBC monitoring, we have a report from Indian television that a memorandum of understanding has been signed with India for that country to aid Afghanistan to set up a television news channel, and also mentioning, incidentally, this. The Afghan delegation requested Prasar Bharati and Broadcasting Engineering Consultants India Limited, which is BECIL, to help in repair and maintenance of the existing transmission facilities such as uplink, shortwave transmitter, and TV network. There is one 100 kilowatt transmitter, which came back on the air briefly a few years ago and then disappeared again. They had an English broadcast, which was scheduled at such a time that it was almost impossible to hear in North America. That report via BBC monitoring. Ron Howard in California reports the best reception in many months of All India Radio Port Blair, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, which could be considered a separate radio country from the rest of India, on 4760. It was August 25th at 1207 to 1220 UT. Seemed to be in Hindi with subcontinental music and singing, perhaps an advertisement, poor reception. He says in another month or two it should be doing much better. A log from Harold Frojan, Michigan, reminds us not to overlook the 23 to 25 megahertz harmonic band. August 20th at 1913, he was hearing the University Network from Anguilla on 23550 with Dr. Gene Scott. That's 2 times 11775. He could also hear it August 21st at 1413. That's the area where we can get second harmonics from the 11 megahertz band, and also, more rarely, fourth harmonics of the 6 megahertz band. LRA 36 in Antarctica has been getting out a bit better on 15476. Tudor Vidiano in Romania tells us, at 1930 UT, August 22nd, I had an audible signal, and he put up 2 YouTube recordings. It could have been better earlier at 1900, but there was spurious interference from Iran, Kamalabad transmitter in Hausa, supposed to be on 15550 until 1927, but putting the spurs between 15475 and 15485. On the other hand, BBC Arabic was rather weak on that occasion on 15480. Dave Kenny in England reports to the British DSW he was also listening on the same occasion to 15476, tuned in just after 2000 UT. It was weak but clear. Mostly music interspersed by short talks in Spanish. Reminder that it's scheduled Monday through Friday only between 18 and 21. They do not mention any remote receivers, so I presume they were actually hearing it on their own radios in their own locations. Much closer in Argentina, Ernesto Paulero also reports 15476, Tuesday, August 27th at 1907 UT. On the Condish list, he says it was coming with some noise and distortion, but the audio was audible well enough. In the Radio Escutas group, Cassio Santos in Brazil noted that a station had not been heard for 2 or 3 weeks, the one on 5970, Radio Itatiaia. but he was hearing it again as of August 24th. Meanwhile, another listener had contacted the station about its absence, Sergio Ricardo Farialeci, and got a reply from them that they were having problems with the transmitter, which had now been fixed. Via Dan Sis, some Canadian news in AM switch column of NRC DX News about medium wave. You may recall that the 50 kilowatt frequency 990 is planned to be reactivated, but that has been changed. A construction permit has now been issued for a new station on 980 kilohertz instead, with 50 kilowatts day, 10 kilowatts night directional. It'll be CHRF. And you may also recall that the Montreal station on 1610 moved to 1410. Now there's an application for a new station on the vacated frequency, 1610, 1 kilowatt day and night, to be called Radio Hum Safar with a South Asian ethnic format. That's H-U-M-S-A-F-A-R. So far it's only an application, so if granted, it'll still be quite a while before that can be on the air. Never mind last week's report that CBC would be closing down its shortwave outlet in Vancouver, CKZU, on 6160. It all looked very official in the notice from the CRTC, but further research indicates it was all a mistake or a misunderstanding. Thanks to Dan Say for forwarding a thread from the RadioWest.ca forum, posted ultimately by someone who's obscuring his name so we can't give him proper credit. Nor can we consider this absolutely reliable, but here's what he says. The inclusion of CKZU in the CRTC decision was a misprint. The service is to remain on the air, and plans for a new transmitter are in the works. Most, if not all, the other stations listed in the same decision were AM to FM conversions. The mistake was confirmed after a phone call to CBC Vancouver. Audience relations in Toronto say email from Martin Marcotte, director of transmission, says the inclusion of CKZU in the application of 12 July and subsequent approval released 15 August was incorrect. Steps are being taken to reinstate the CRTC's authority for CKZU. Meanwhile, it is still being heard, for example, by Ron Howard in California, although not on a very reliable basis. In Oklahoma, I used to hear it fairly well, as once I can distinguish it from the other CBC on the other coast on the same frequency. But lately I've only been hearing CKZN in Newfoundland, so there may still be something wrong, or low-powered perhaps from Vancouver. A few weeks ago, we had a report of transmissions in the DRM mode on 17840, not on the schedules, but coming from the German military station Radio Andernach. More about that now from Wolfgang Büschel in the latest issue of BCDX. The mode may be DRM, but nothing can be decoded. No audio using Dream software. And he thinks there could be a hidden type of encoding in use, since it's not for listening by the general public, employed by the Fraunhofer Institute. The other frequencies available for this are 5995, 9590, and 11650. Here's the background to Radio Andernach in DRM. The German marine ship left the harbor Wilhelmshaven in Germany on July 28th in order to fight sea pirates off the coast of Djibouti, Somaliland, or the Yemen Seychelles area. It's an anti-pirate action called Atalanta in the Horn of Africa. Heard the German Bundeswehr service, Radio Andernach, in the DRM mode via a 100 kilowatt transmitter at Nauen in Germany. It was also heard on 5995. On July 28th and 29th, between 12 and 13 UT. Even when it's the middle of the night in Guam, it pays to check the daytime frequency of AFN. 13362 upper sideband was coming in quite well here, August 27th at 1331, when they were relaying CNN headline news, almost parallel to my local cable TV channel. That's instead of 5765 USB, the night frequency they would normally be on and not propagating nearly so well. Bon Howard in California has been monitoring All India Radio, Shillong, which lately has been 1 kilohertz off frequency on 4971. However, August 22nd, checking at 1313, he could not hear it there or on 4970. Maybe they were working on fixing the transmitter. No, apparently not. On August 24th, they were back on 4971, good strength open carrier, but little audio. At 11:46, but off the air by 13:24. On August 25th, they were again heard on 4971, but they were already off the air by 12:46. Before that, it was just the open carrier. On a good Indonesian morning, August 25th, I was pleased to hear RRI Ternate 3345 at 1200 UT with network news in Indonesian. Also on 3325 Palangkaraya, which was stronger. I could also hear it on 4750 Makassar. And there was also a signal on 4870, presumably Wamena, but it did not seem to be parallel to the others. The last one was bothered by over-the-horizon radar, presumably from China, which was even worse for Ron Howard in California. But it reminds us that 4870 station does have the Aussie English teaching program, KGI, on Thursdays, also reported by Atsunori Ishida in Japan, August 22nd at 12:37. On that date, when there was not a radar problem, Ron Howard was also hearing RRI Vamena, measured on 4869.88 variable. That's August 22nd, starting at 12:36 until 13:07, the weekly edition of KGI in English, and they have a new announcer. The previous one, Kevin, has been replaced by Greg. You may believe your ears if you hear CWQRM to Radio Vanacuba on 6,000 kHz. Carl Zuck in New York reports 4XZ, sending a V-marker in CW, August 26th at 0200, when he was listening to Cuba on 6,000. There was nothing but the V-marker, no other message. On the same occasion, at slightly different hours, also reported to the UDXF group by Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia a few hours earlier at 23:30. It's actually on 6001, and by Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay a few hours later at 0417. This is not the first time it's happened, although fortunately only rarely. We looked through the DX Listening Digest archive and found 4XZ had appeared on other strange frequencies, such as 5,000 kHz or 5001 in previous years, and was also reported as Haifa Radio on 6,000 kHz by David Hodgson in Tennessee in February of 2010. We can only assume that on occasion their transmitter has a fault putting out this spurious signal, although we cannot figure out how it could be an ordinary mixing product among their known utility channels. Ron Howard, California, notes PMA The Cross, Micronesia, not heard August 22nd at 10:53. It normally lasts until sign-off at 1200 on 4755.52. However, 2 days later, August 24th, it was back as usual with a sermon heard at 11:19 and 11:37. This is World of Radio, number 1684. Consult our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.com, especially our archive of DX Listening Digests, especially issue 1335, upon which this edition is based. Your contributions, always welcome. Buy checker money order in U.S. funds to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. More about that pirate, which claims to be in New Zealand, but it's being heard up over as well as down under. So where is it really? 6925 USB, Radio Totse, T-O-T-S-E, heard again, this time by Tim Rautow in Luther, Iowa, August 25th at 11:30 UT. Usual rock and blues music, he says, a poor signal, but it did get an ID around 11:32 and wonders if anyone is hearing it in Australia or New Zealand. Of course, at that time, it's theoretically possible to propagate across the Pacific. The next day, August 26th, it's reported by David Sharp in New South Wales. At 11:15 UT at a fair level, despite over-the-horizon radar with eclectic rock music. He says the announcer does sound like an Aussie. Just briefly mention that reception reports are welcome via their website. And a Radio Tozzi ID at 11:22. From one extreme to the other, last week I mentioned the Oklahoma Daytimer on 11:20 KEOR near Tulsa was signing on quite late, more than an hour after sunrise when it could come on. But on August 23rd and 24th and 25th, I was hearing it on the air in the middle of the night after 0500 UT interfering with KMOX. Programming is praise music or preaching in Spanish. Also August 27th after 0600, it makes a subaudible heterodyne of about 4 Hz with KMOX. Another tip for hearing Oklahoma to the east, KGYN Guyman on 1210 is supposed to be directional, protecting Philadelphia at night, but that's often not the case. In fact, for much of August I was hearing them well. Again around midnight here, 0500 UT. Its nickname is U.S. Country, playing that kind of music. And never mind the tip last week that WTNI in Mississippi was off the air from 1640, which might make it easier to DX my local X-band station in Enid, KOAG. Tim Hendel in Alabama says WTNI was back as of August 28th. More about that mysterious, weak Papua New Guinea signal drifting around 3874. On August 24th, Ron Howard in California says it was not heard at 11:34, undoubtedly due to NBC East New Britain being off the air today from 3385. He says David Sharp in Australia, Brian Clark in New Zealand, and I generally agree this UNID seems to be in sync with 3385. But if it is a spur, how can it be rapidly drifting around in frequency while the primary frequency is rock solid on 3385.0, never with any variation? If it is a spur from 3385, Jari Savolainen in Finland suggests checking the same distance below 3385 around 2896. Is there anything there when 3874 is heard? Actually, Ron measured that on 3873.88, at least on one occasion. And Brian Clark, now back in New Zealand, says indeed there is or was a signal on that matching frequency. The first thing I did was to check this out on August 15th. 3874.04 was parallel to Radio East New Britain on 3385. The difference is 489 kilohertz, so he looked at 2896, and sure enough, the same signal, although it was weaker than the higher spur, estimated at 2896.10 the next night instead of 2895.02. He agrees it's hard to understand why the spurs are wandering while the fundamental is stable. On August 25th, Ron Howard found the fundamental 3385 and the carrier on 3874.30 variable, cut off at the same time, 11:59. On August 26th, Brian Clark in New Zealand was listening at 09:55. The fundamental was very good on 3385, and at that time he measured the spurs on 3875.26 and 2894.74, which were exactly 490.26 kHz above and below. Ludo Maas of Broadcast Belgium reactivated his long dormant and still called TDP notification list for this brief item on August 27th. Starting August 31st, a new radio station will start broadcasting on shortwave, Radio Inyabutatu, Inyabutatu. It will broadcast on Saturdays from 17 to 18 UT on 17870. Nothing further except the website to visit, radioinyabutatu.com after triple W. We did that and found it's almost all in a strange language, which must be Kinyarwanda, since it's all about Rwanda. We finally found some English about the Rwandese protocol to return the kingdom, RPRK's political agenda. Basically, they want to revive a monarchy in Rwanda to solve its problems. That is a democratic constitutional monarchy, they assure us, but it is clandestine since it's opposing the current regime of President Paul Kagame. Where is this really located? Well, they have a 44 phone number, which means the UK. But where will this be transmitted from? Wolfgang Büschel thinks it's probably Issoudun, France, one of the stations controlled by MBR. Again, that's Saturdays only at 17 to 18 on 17870. I continue to check frequently 9685 around 01UT for a possible revival of International Radio Serbia, English to North America at midnight 30UT, but still no signal at all toward the end of August, and it's been gone for several weeks now. I've not noticed any hue and cry or moaning and groaning from other shortwave listeners about another station abandoning shortwave to North America. I wrote them but never got a reply. But those who care really ought to email them and ask them what's up. Otherwise, they will justifiably assume they really have no audience in North America. Check their website, www.voiceofserbia.org, where you can click on contact to get their email address, which is radioju@sbb.rs. It could be that just everyone is on vacation in August, which happens, I understand, all over Europe. This has happened previously during some other unknown holidays, so I guess we should keep checking. Ivo Ivanov says they were back in Italian August 22nd at 17:30 on 6100. After emailing Radio Taiwan International that they would be losing their North American audience if they did not replace the WYFR relays, it seems I am now on their P-mailing list. I got a nice envelope from them, including a blank QSL card, which I had not requested, program schedule, frequency schedule, and a couple of issues of their quarterly newsletter, Taipei Wave. And I am now the proud owner of a 15-digit ID number in the RTI database, so I'm looking forward to more P-mail, if not shortwave signals. The English transmissions which remain, in case I've not mentioned them before, are as follows. None of them for North America, but for Asia, Africa, or Europe. Each 1 hour long at 03, 15, 320, at 11, 7445, and 1359. At 16, 6180 and 15, 485. At 17, 15, 690, and at 18, 6155. The only relays abroad they are using are via France. And by the way, comparing the current schedule to the previous one they also enclosed, also deleted along with WYFR, were the two medium wave relays in the U.S. on 1210 in Sacramento and 750 in Baltimore. In a misguided attempt to confuse Chicom jammers, BBC World Service in English via Thailand has moved to different frequencies for the broadcast at 12 to 14 UT, originally all on 5875 every day. But on August 27th at 12:08, I was hearing it on 5840. The Alculist confirms what's happening. According to that, 5840 is in use on Tuesdays and Fridays only. 5875 on Sundays and Wednesdays. Indeed, I did hear that on Wednesday. And another new frequency, 5820 on Mondays and Saturdays. But that leaves day 5 or Thursday unaccounted for, at least in that part of the band. The strange new frequency of Flight Weather from New York, WSY70 New York Radio, Volmet, 2000 kHz exactly USB, came on earlier this year but was recently reported missing. However, I've been hearing it again on August 26th and 27th around 0530. just barely against the noise level in the summer. It seems which of their several frequencies are in use depends on potluck. Sometimes they're on, sometimes they're not on 3485-6604-13270, or where I was also hearing it on 10051. At least Pittsburgh, Atlantic City, and I think all the other airports are no longer missing. Although most of the time on transmitter 2 of WTWW is now dedicated to the Overcomer Ministry, I was pleased to hear World of Radio still airing at an additional time, UT Monday at midnight, 4 on 5085. Also check earlier before the frequency change at 2330 on 9930. Noel Green in England confirms that World of Radio is still airing on Hamburger Local Radio, heard Saturday at 0630 on 7265 USB, and presumably at the other scheduled times, which are Saturdays and Wednesdays at 0630 and 1430. Another medium wave station, which doesn't always go directional at night like it's supposed to, is KTNN, Window Rock, Arizona, at the headquarters of the Navajo Nation, 660 kilohertz. August 25th, just before 1200 UT and well before sunrise there, country and western music was coming in well, followed soon by an IDS KTNN 660 Window Rock Mexican Hat. They add on another Navajo town after the city of license. Another time I heard them mention Sunrise Springs, which is west of Window Rock in Arizona, while Mexican Hat is up in Utah near Monument Valley. Kevin Redding sends to ABDX an August 20th story from the business section of the Chicago Tribune headlined WGN Radio to Return to Its Roots in Station Shakeup. Yes, they're bringing back some of the alumni of the station, but no mention of Milt Rosenberg and Extension 720. It plans to roll out a new but familiar lineup beginning September 3rd. Bob Ween's Broadcasting Info and IRCADX Monitor says KDYL 1060 in South Salt Lake City has replaced Real Oldies with Chinese International Radio. Perhaps that means CRI relays, and are they all in English? And if they are, can it still be considered ethnic? And a tidbit from the AM switch column of NRCDX News. There is a test transmitter in Taunton, Massachusetts on 1640, authorized for 3 months with 1 kilowatt in the daytime, call sign WV1XBF. It's to test whether the former WPEP 1570 site can be adapted for the use of WVBF on 1530. The propagation outlook for Mulder, ANKNC is peaking at 15 and 4, August 31st, September 1st, September 11th, and 18 and 4 on September 18th. Solar flux dipping to 90, August 31st and September 1st, rising to 125, September 8th through 14th, and down to 105 by September 19th. Geomagnetic field activity, mostly quiet, except quiet to unsettled on 5 September, unsettled to active, 31 August to 2 September, 10 to 14 and 17 to 19 September. That's World of Radio 1684. Glenn Hauser hoping you found it informative and will hear me again next week.